Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Maniacs. That's right. We're broadcasting live from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, hanging out with D. Ross Hill. And it's been a while. We've had a good time, but we definitely stayed up way past our bedtime last night. We kind of rocked the house a little bit. So we had a lot of fun. Ross is actually up loading up some hay right now, getting ready to go drop it off at some pastures. Gonna go feed some cows, but yeah, we had a good time. Sat out last night, did a little coyote hunting. Didn't catch anything, but we sure as heck heard them out there. They was kind of moving in, and Ross laying down some. He actually got some cows that didn't make it here the last couple of weeks, and he laid them out there in the fields, and we was hunting them. So for sure, we might be back out there in the woods tonight, and we're gonna rock it just a little bit. But hey, gotta let y'all know that y'all want to jump on board, give us a call 646-915-9940. We're going to get Ross on board here in just a little bit. He's going to head on down the road, and we're going to meet up with him here after a while. But, we've had a great time down here, and I'm trying to check out some of the notes right here. Let's see. I think we had some sort of 223 or something like that, man. It was a pretty good little rifle, you know. I mean, we didn't get to pull the trigger on it, but we sure as heck had it out there ready to go. Ross is just pulling out right now, and like I said, we're gonna go hit it up here in just a little bit, get back out there in the woods, see what we can catch up with, and we'll send y'all some pictures. So y'all got to stay tuned to that. We also got some video clips yesterday from our little stand we was in. Pretty cool. We had a lot of fun out there. It's always an adventure when you're hanging out with Ross Hill. And I got to tell you, y'all fans did a fantastic job yesterday. He come in here with his head down still. He said, man, y'all got me really good. So let's see. Oh, I see the chat room coming in. Hey, I didn't say nothing about being hungover. I just said we were up way past our bedtime last night. But we might have tipped a couple back. Had a lot of fun, though, that's for sure. Like I said, we're looking forward to getting over to Coleman, Alabama this weekend. But, wow, did you guys see the Brendan Clark show yesterday? Did you guys see any of it? It was a rough show. I know Brendan was real upset. But the bottom line is, you know, we all love Brendan for what he does. Appreciate him getting on there. And we had a good time hanging out with him a little bit. I think the big news was this Category 5 cyclone that's hitting the northeast corner of Australia right now. Looks like it's a pretty bad deal. And then, of course, we've got record-breaking blizzard conditions all over the U.S. right here. So it's been wild. This weather stuff just, yesterday we were out in just sweatshirts and all that. Today we kind of bundled up down here in Alabama. So, it's just one day, one day is different from the next. I see that. There you go, Miss Barbara throwing out the links this morning. and letting all his fans know what's about to roll. Yeah, that cyclone just moving in, and you know, it's unfortunate. We want to keep them in our prayers for sure. Just trying to go through here and see what else we got. I'm telling you what, I don't have much for notes other than the fact that I know we're heading out to Coleman, Alabama this weekend, trying to get some stuff lined up. It may be 21 days before we finally hit home. For some of y'all that know that, you know, my daughter was out when we were out in Vegas, she broke her leg, and she just got the clearance from the doctor. She won't need to go back no more. She's doing real good. So appreciate y'all's concerns and questions asking about her and checking up on her, you know. But she's doing pretty good. She just got cleared from the doctor today, and, of course, you know, Dad ain't around to see it. Just checking out some of the things that are going on around the world today, trying to catch up on some of the cyclone stuff. You know, it's just amazing. Not only that, but I mean, shoot, you know, with the blizzard conditions we have all over the U.S., it's a wild one. It really is. You know, this weather, but you know, of course, Australia having the flooding just a couple weeks ago that was so bad, and now they're getting hammered with the cyclone. I mean, I don't know. Can't explain it, I guess, you know, just got to kind of roll with it. Let's see, what else is going on in the news world today? Trying to check up on some of the deals. I saw that McKinnon looks like he's doing pretty well. Kind of got himself back together and is able to get up and be alert. He wrote down some things on a piece of paper, kind of trying to get that adjustment to learning how to talk with his jaw wired shut. So, you know, we're going to continue to keep him lifted up and, you know, work with him just a little bit. Hopefully he'll be back at it before too long. You know, we got faith in McKinnon. That guy's cowboy tough. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing that there's some updates coming in. And apparently Miss Sandy said that that her good friend is not doing so well. Let me see. I see old Cody, you know, PBR News for You is in the house, although he's incognito. This guy jumped in under another screen name, kind of threw me off for a bit. But we all know it's PBR News for You for sure. Let's see. Yeah, that's just not a good situation. I'm seeing the reports coming in from Kat, and I appreciate you giving us those updates there, darling. Speaking of Miss Kat, how about the debut of her book yesterday? I know that from the sounds of it, Miss Barb was able to jump on there and check it out. You know, I can't wait to get my eyes into it a little bit. But, shoot, I got to find time first. I mean, we've been a wreck sitting here on the road just running around like chicken with the head cuts off, you know. But let's see. Oh. Apparently there's been a kink in that deal, huh? Yeah, I see. Not allowed to log in here with PBR News for You, huh? All right, then we'll just call it Bullfighter Cody. All right, well, let's see. We're about 10 minutes into our show. Going to slide down, take our first break. Got to let y'all know that we are throwing out Humps and Horns. If you guys have not gone over, have you guys seen the new logo on Buckers Now? We're going to talk about them here in just a few minutes, too. But, hey, it's Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, and hopefully y'all are having a good time. Checking out the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, your official voice. BuckersNow.com.
Been on the road now for way too long. Can't tell you the last time I've been back home. But with a few more rides and a little bit of luck, I'll be flying first class riding in the next truck. Running up the trail to the town to show. For the fees are getting higher everywhere that I go.
Crusher here has an extra deltoid muscle. It means he's got exponentially greater bucking propulsion. Now you lean back and you hang on. I'll be there.
Ooh, rodeo clowns are a lifesaver.
Rodeo clown?
Yeah.
I'm with the birthday party.
Hello, Jimmy!
Oh, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Stay smart. Stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Megan Ake, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. That's right. We're kicking things off here on a Wednesday, trying to look in and see what we got going on for the week. I know we're going to be in Coleman, Alabama this Friday and Saturday, looking to get a grip and have a great time. But in the meantime, we're sitting up here in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, hanging out with Ross Hill. Well, at least we were hanging out with Ross Hill. He done took off with a bale of hay. He had to go feed up some cows and some of his bulls. And if y'all saw the tweets yesterday, you saw me send out some pictures of there. He's got several head of cows and bulls that are around. He's got some of them that are crossbred Mexicans, and you know he'll do a little fighting with them, but he'll buck them. You know, he's got some pretty decent little bulls. It's fun to be around. So I think I'm gonna get him on the line here to kind of help us out and see what he's got going on right now. We'll talk with him, find out just what he thought about last night and coyote hunting and what we got going on for the day. So let's see if we can't get him on the line right here. We'll dial him in. Maybe.
Hello.
Hello, is this Ross Hill?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on, amigo?
Oh, another day, another dollar, man. You know how we roll.
I hear you, man. Feels like I just daggone seen you a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that you're at my house doing a radio show and I still got to call in.
I know, right? Hey, man, I know you're heading out to go feed up some bulls and some cows. Dude, what did you think about the coyote hunting yesterday, man? We had fun, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, it was a good hunt. We had a three-man hunt, a little tent, a little predator tent. Had two cameras set up, got some good video feed. We got all week to hunt. We got a dead bull out and a dead deer staked out. So it's looking pretty prime for the next 3 and 4 days. So we're going to get in some good action, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I hope so. We heard them last night. You know, we didn't get our eyes on them at all, but I'm sure that'll change, you know, especially after a couple of days of that deer and that bull sitting out there.
Oh, yeah. How about that cyclone in Australia, Scott?
Yeah, for sure, man. That's, you know, of course, you and I sitting around watching that update last night on Brendan's show, you know, and when we could stay connected with him. But, shoot, man, that was a good time hanging out with him. But, yeah, that's a tragic story right there, man. That's a whole lot of devastation rolling through Australia right now.
Yeah, the whole thing, point I can make on that is here it is across the world, and none of us even knew it was happening. I know I didn't know it was happening until I watched Brennan, and Brennan said something about Mad Dog and Troy being over there. Well, you know, this storm moved up to a category class five. It's got wind speeds at 175 miles per hour. It's 400 kilometers wide. Or no, excuse me, 400 miles wide, 650 kilometers wide. Like, it's just a ginormous storm, the biggest storm cyclone that's ever hit Australia. So, just
yeah.
God bless in Australia and Braden Melrose, one of my good friends over there, Troy Dunn, Mad Dog Simpson, to all the good hands that ain't mentioned. You know, you guys be blessed. Hang on tight.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, yeah, I was. When you took off, I was sitting here reading some of the articles and checking out some of the news highlights from it, and they said that whole northeast corner up there, you know, up around Queensland's just devastation, man. Roofs are already blown off and all that, and they ain't getting hit with the worst part of it yet.
Yeah, I know it. It'll be an aftermath. I don't know, you know, what they're talking about on the polls, but I know they were talking about the highest numbers, you know, that Australia's ever put up on devastation or whatever, so.
Yeah.
Ain't no telling. Scott, I'm actually just pulling up here to Red Bank to feed these bulls, and I got to help old Steve-O push this hay bale off. So
right on, man. Well, hey, give us, Give us a call back then.
Yeah, I'll call you back here in a bit.
All right, man.
All right, sorry about that. All right, bye.
All right, bye. All right, there, guys. Ron Phil had to jump off, go freaking drop that hay, and we know he'll be back. Let's see. Oh, I see that Miss Cat's posting in there that the Australian Romance Writers Convention is having an auction to benefit the flood victims this spring. So guys will have to kind of stay tuned to that. But yeah, I think it's going to be more for just the it's going to be more than just the flood victims that they're going to be trying to raise money for. I see Helen's coming in there about telling Ross to stay warm. Yeah, here I am sitting up in the house, you know, and it ain't too bad in here. But, we've just been having a good time down here. It just seems like there's so much I wanted to talk about, and I probably should have wrote it down while I was sitting there thinking about it. But, of course, y'all know me, you know, I just kind of wing things. But, we're rocking and rolling, looking forward to getting out there. All right, Ms. Barb, congratulations, number one, for jumping ahead of me there in the point standings on Buckers Now. Couldn't believe it. I saw it out there. And, of course, I'm not mad. I'm eager to get back up there in the top of the point standings, though. I keep dropping further back and further back. But, hey, good on you for definitely, getting – I believe you're the one that recruited a Brazilian, so – we appreciate that. That's an awesome deal. Let's see. Oh, you want to talk with Shane, huh? let me see. I don't know what he's up to. What time is it? Shoot. Golly. Let me see if I can't get him. We might just have to call him. Let's see. See if I can't check in with him. All right, let's call Shane Hanchy and find out what he's got going on. Oh, shoot. Dialed the wrong number. I don't want to do that. Let's see. All right, we got him on the line. Let's see if we can't dial in, see if he answers his daggone phone.
Maybe we run with it. Won't think about it too much. Maybe let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary, everyday rut. And if we get swept away by one of those perfect days,
I don't think he's going to answer. Hello? Yep. Disconnected. Well, shoot fire. What are you going to do? I guess we'll just have to roll right on then. Hoping that we can get Shane on the phone. It sure would be nice to. Maybe he'll see the number in there and call us back. But, if you guys are not already signed up with Buckers Now and you guys are not out there jumping in there in the points now, I'm not real sure if we got Miss Helen back, if we got her 500 points added, but we need to get hers on board. And, that points race is jumping up there. Of course, Miss Barbara, who does so much for us right here in the chat room by posting up our links and all that. It's well-deserved that she jumps up there. But my thing is this. Now that you're up there in the points, let's see if we can't get you to jump in front of Scully. And, just as long as one of our Making A Maniacs are on board, it's this whole rivalry thing, Maybe it's the friendly rivalry we have going across the border or whatnot, but yeah, I just can't have Joe Scully out there with as many points, and I'll have to find a way to get back up there in the standings. I see y'all just in there chit-chatting away about the Cooper boys. I see. Well, Miss Helen will be up to 635. Well, you can take your pictures that you have on your Facebook already and automatically upload them right there to your Buckers Now page. I'm not sure if you guys were aware of that, but you certainly can do that. So, you know, y'all might want to take a look at that. It's a fast, easy way to get up there in some points. I think that's what helped jump me up there. You know, I got a whole bunch of pictures from the, you know, the amount of time that I've had that daggone account. So, but anyways, let's see. What else we got going on in the world? You know, Macon 8's trying to get on board here so we can set up and head out. We're trying to head up North Carolina after we get down Coleman, Alabama. But we are going to rock this house here in Coleman. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully you Macon 8 Maniacs will stay tuned. Not sure when the pre-event is going to start. We're going to get things lined up a little bit better than what we had it down there up here in Murfreesboro. Hopefully we'll get all those issues worked out. We'll be tied in on a much better system. So, and hopefully we won't have the issues that Brendan Clark had. I feel bad for him, but I know that we've been there ourselves, you know, and having connection issues and things like that. Did you guys see him grab his phone there about halfway through when that message went off? It was actually me texting him. And, basically I just wanted to know if he was, you know, what kind of server he was using at that particular time. It is a Zebra event that we're going to be broadcasting from Coleman, and it'll be on the Zebra channel. And we're going to have a page set up on Buckers Now, just like we did there at Murfreesboro, where you guys can jump on board. North Carolina will be the NBR finals that we're looking to try to get out to. I got to make some phone calls today and hopefully line that deal up. And, it sure would be a great thing. You know, we'll just have to wait and see how that goes. And from what I understand, Ms. Cat, are you still coming down to North Carolina for the NBR finals? Well, if you are, hopefully we'll get to meet up and hang out. That's right. That's exactly right. Raleigh, North Carolina. So that's where we're looking ahead. That's our goal anyways, is to try to make it there. We still, you know, have to line up them deals and hopefully get something lined up for the, you know, for a sponsorship deal to keep us out here on the road so we can go hit that up. Let's see. Good deal. Well, I certainly hope that you'll be able to make it down there. It sure would be a lot of fun to hang out with you there, Miss Cat. You know, and we'll promote the heck out of your book. Like I said, just, more than just your book, but your books. You know, there's such great entertainment out there. We'd love to sit back and talk with you a little bit more on them. I see Miss Cajun Girls in the house, Miss Donna Davis. So good morning or good afternoon there, Miss Donna. Hey, question for you. Y'all still getting snow over there in Texas? Or is everything still shut down over there? Let's see. Oh, that's awesome. I see Miss Cat just said that that one of her guys just ordered a new vest from U.S. Rodeo Supply with Let's Buck on the back. That's awesome. Well, that's good, Miss Cat. Well, like I said, we look forward to getting you out there. I see that you did get disconnected there, Miss Donna. I saw your number drop off the call list right there. Actually waiting on Ross Hill to call us back, too, so we can get him on board. And, you know, it could be our side of things. You know, reception up here in Alabama is absolutely terrible. You need a golf club sitting outside on the roof in order to get any kind of reception. So Muscle Shoals is not the greatest place to be trying to get out. I can tell you that. Let's see. We got about 30 minutes left in our show here. Golly, man, it just seems like there's so much more I want to talk to y'all about. Like I said, that whole coyote hunting expedition for us, that was pretty fun. It's the first time I actually went coyote hunting. You know, usually it's just out in a tree stand doing some deer hunting or maybe going out doing some rabbit hunting or something, you know, squirrel hunting even. It was interesting. You know, be up there hunting them coyotes, especially when you hear them, you know, hooting and hollering a little bit, you know, kind of gets your heart racing there, knowing that they're kind of moving in on your territory, and you're sitting right there in the middle of them waiting on them to come in. Um, Okay, I see some of the comments coming in there in the chat room about running rolling power outages. What does that mean? I'm not quite sure what that is. So fill me in there, Miss Donna. I see the comment coming in about me just dragging this morning. Yeah, I am. I'm definitely on the hurting side of things, but shoot, we're just sitting out here rocking and rolling, you know. I've come to learn to expect it when you're hanging out with guys like Ross Hill. It's rodeo, it's cowboy, you know. It's like, hey, what are you going to do? We actually sat around last night and had a pretty good time watching some movies. And, shoot, what else did we do? After we got back from coyote hunting, grabbed some coffee and sat back. And then we started putting the other stuff back. And we was putting them back till about 5. I actually passed out about 5 o'clock this morning, 5 to 5:30. I was done. I said, I ain't got no more left. Ross got up at 6 o'clock and went hunting for a couple hours and realized it was too darn cold to be sitting out there in that little tent by himself. So he come back, and when I got up this morning, he was passed out. So let's see. I see Miss Donna says she has no idea what she missed. Well, we're just sitting back here, and myself, I'm just rambling on. I did ask what the rolling power outages are. What is that exactly? Let's see. Is that so they can conserve energy and prevent power losses, or just, you know, what is that rolling power outages? Fill us in, Miss Donna. Let us know what you got going on. It's in order to conserve. Okay, I got you. What good is that going to do, though? I mean, what is it, you know, why are they cutting the power like that? I mean, you know, in order to conserve. I'm not quite sure I understand what the use is. I mean, I understand in storm-type conditions, but if trees are down and stuff like that, you know, I mean, you can't do anything about the power outages anyways. I'm seeing some of the comments come in on Twitter, and Sean Willingham's talking to Mesa and sending out some messages saying, I bet you McKinnon's ready to get out of there, and there ain't no doubt, I'm sure. I know how I was, too. I was in the hospital for 4 days. I was in ICU for 4 days. Woke up and became fully alert, and Doc said I was going to need to at least stand up, walk around for a little bit before I could go home, and I had Mrs. McInate jump out there and walk me right there to the doctor's room as he was writing his orders and told me to write my discharge papers. I'm going home. So he sure enough did. He didn't agree with it, but he sure enough did. I couldn't stand to be in that daggone hospital any more than I had to. So let's see. Because of the excessive cold that they're doing this this deal. Now, when they cut that power, I mean, what's that do for y'all with central heat and air, you know? I mean, trying to stay warm and all that, that can't be good, losing power for 30 minutes, can it? Yeah, that wouldn't be good at all. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not, you know, I see that whole stuff coming in there about them tornadoes and everything else out there in Texas. And, well, shoot, you know, that's something that we might be having to get into a little bit. We get out there to the Oklahoma area and start hanging our hat out that way. The fireplace thing could work out there for that cold weather and them power outages. Hopefully everybody's got one, though. Not everybody's got one, I'm sure. I see if you're in a well-insulated house that you should be fine. But still, you know, I mean, 30 to 45-minute power outages? I don't know about that, man. I'd be pretty irate, you know, especially when you pay your bills monthly and you still end up getting cut like that. I don't know. Well, I guess sometimes you all just kind of got to group together and, you know, that's the support that the Texas family has. You know, they got to kind of rally around each other and help each other out. You know, that's the perfect time to be doing that. Let's see. Man, I'm just at a loss for words here, and that just usually don't happen a whole lot. It's been a hurtful day. I can tell you that. It's been a hurtful 24 hours. We had a good time driving down here, though. It was a little wet, you know, on the roads, but we got down here yesterday about 2:30 in the afternoon, and Ross was coming out of the woods, and we loaded up on coffee and turned around and got bundled up and then headed straight back in. You know what, Kat? If you are there and I am there, I will absolutely put you on as my co-host. You betcha. Yeah, you can certainly bet on that. Yeah, it's I see that Miss Donna there posting there in the comment section about my calling the Guinness Book of World Records because I'm at a loss for words, you know. And it is too. I can't get over it, you know. I'm lost. Thank you there, Miss Donna, for posting those comments, or Miss Barb for posting those links up there in the chat room so we can follow along and see what's going on in the Australia area. You know, I mean, we got a lot of friends out that way. We got a lot of bull riders that are from there. You know, obviously Brendan Clark and his family, and, you know, there's just so many of them, you know. Troy Dunn and Mad Dog Simpson, you know, it's just, our hearts go out to these guys that are struggling with that deal. But it's like anywhere else, you know, I mean, Hurricane Katrina blew through New Orleans and we all kind of linked together and rallied around them too. You know, yeah, I see that Miss Barb is definitely the link queen. She is on top of it. You know, the minute we make mention to anything, she's quick to throw those links out there, and we sure do appreciate it. Looks like we got our cowboy logic kind of rolling in here for the day, and shoot, I sure am glad because it'll give me something to talk about. Let's see if we can't get Mr. Cody Burleson on the horn with us and talk some cowboy logic. Cody, are you with us?
Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Oh, tired, man. I'm ready to go back to bed.
Oh, come on. 5-hour energy shot or another beer will do you good.
Shoot, man, no, I don't even want to think about beer. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, how about Jack Daniels? That always picks me up.
Oh, and that's even worse, dude. I mixed daggone beer and vodka last night.
No, what are you drinking, Budweiser?
Nah, Coors Light, man.
Oh, buddy, come on, Budweiser or Corona?
Oh, man, ugh, yeah, meets were up. So anyways. Get on down to it, man. What's going on with the cowboy logic for the day? What you got? Don't
all
drink, right? Don't drink Coors Light and vodka if you got to get up early in the morning and do a show.
Oh, do not follow the common path. Go where there is no path and leave a trail.
Right on. There you
and
go.
And here's something that I kind of come up with, which a lot of people, you know, a lot of the radio guys are probably thought of it themselves or heard of it. Life is like a bull ride. Sometimes you have a good ride, other times you get bucked off. When you get bucked off, just get away safe enough to ride another day.
Yep, that's for sure, man. That's for sure. I agree with you there, no doubt, man. Well, we sure do appreciate it, Cody. How's everything going for you today, amigo?
Well, let's see. Everything's frozen up here in Ohio. Heck,
yeah.
I was out, had my truck started at 5:30 this morning. You know, I didn't have to leave the house until about 7:15, but figured I'd get a head start on the ice and everything. And, yeah, I got about a mile away from the house, and I was slipping and sliding everywhere, and I called work. I said, heck with it, guys. I'm not going to be in. It's not worth it.
Yeah. How much snow did y'all get up there?
More ice than anything. I'd say probably about 7 or so inches maybe. Total with snow and ice combined.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, shoot, hopefully it'll frost out for you. I know Miss Kat Johnson up there in that New York area, they got hit pretty hard as well. And, you know, I mean, they've been hit hard all winter long. I mean, this is the record-breaking all-time, I guess, you know, snowfall amounts here in the month of January ever.
Yeah, heck, I don't think I'll ever want to move up that way. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. Oh, hey, speaking of which, it's actually Groundhog Day today, ain't it?
Yeah, I don't think he saw a shadow today, from what I understand.
Oh, is that right?
I think. I mean, I could be wrong, but...
Yeah,
you know,
I didn't get a chance to check and see, you know. I had to go over and see some of the highlights.
Phil was drinking with Scott. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Yeah, me and Phil were out there. Hey, Phil could have been hanging out here for all I know last night. Come towards, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, I wasn't seeing straight, that's for sure.
I've been there a time or two.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, man. All right, amigo. Well, hey, I appreciate you, Cowboy Logic, for the day, and look forward to yours tomorrow, man. You going to be able to throw something at us?
I should be able to if I can get my lunch around 12, 1 o'clock, somewhere around in there.
And for buddy, well, we look forward to it, man. Always a pleasure. Bullfighter Cody, the former PBR news for you, right? What happened with that deal, man? Tell me about it.
Nah, PBR kind of got on us about, you know, where we use our MySpace and Twitter screen names and, you know, stuff that they really don't sanction, if you will.
Right.
So I had to change it for the Lunch Hour Rodeo show in the chat room here.
10-4, 10-4, man. All right, so we'll look for the Bullfighter Cody coming at you now. We sure do appreciate your Cowboy Logic there, amigo.
Hey, no problem, buddy.
All right, bud, we'll see you.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Yeah, you know, I'm seeing that coming in there in the chat room there. Miss Barb did not put the link there on our Groundhog Phil. Yeah, what's up with that? I figured we'd have seen a link pop up here before too long. But then again, she is quiet, so I'm sure that she's over there looking it up right now. You know, hey, you can't ask for better. You know, some of you fans out there posting up these links and everything, it's great. Yeah, Bullfighter Cody does sound a little bit better there. I kind of like it myself. We should just call him Cowboy Logic Cody. That would be a more appropriate name. I think, anyways, at least from the Making 8 side of deals. But, hey, like I said, back to it. Buckers now, you know, this point system, you guys have got to get over there and start building up some points, giving away a Making 8 Maniac belt buckle at the end of the season. We're going to actually give it away after the NFR. That is when the cutoff will be. So you guys, from now until the end of the NFR, you guys make sure to get over there and build your points up with Buckers now, so that way you guys can get involved and be a part of it. And you know, we want your name in the hat. It's going to be a pretty buckle. And as soon as we have it, we'll take some pictures and we'll post it up there for you. So make sure you guys get over there, do some referrals, post up on your Twitter and on your MySpace and Facebook. Take your pictures and swing them over there to Buckers now. I can promise you it'll be a good deal. And you guys, you know, it'll be worth that buckle, I can promise you that. You know, Making 8 is providing the cost for it. So, there's Miss Barb and her link for the Groundhog Day Phil link right there. We do appreciate it. So, if we don't get Ross Hill back on the line here in the next few, I am going to go back to bed. I'm going to crawl up underneath them blankets while he's out feeding up hay and take me a nap. So I might break out of here just a little bit early. But we got some good things coming up, I'm telling you there, fans. We're going to be posting some Twitter updates. We're going to be posting some video clips this week, you know, from being out there hunting. And then, of course, you know, Friday night we'll be in Coleman, Alabama. So you guys make sure to jump on board with us there at Buckers Now. Get over and chat with us. We definitely want to have you on there. Always a pleasure having our Making 8 Maniacs and our rodeo and bull riding fans there with us. Let's see. Oh, wow. You know, yeah, Miss Donna, you're in trouble now with me. You are on my naughty list, girl, posting up comments about me getting old. Now my feelings are almost hurt. I'm telling you. Wow. Man. I don't know what to say. Speechless again. You guys actually make me speechless. That's just wrong. How can you make the radio host speechless? I'm devastated. But I'll tell you what. Why don't we take another short break here, fans? When we get ready, we'll come back and we'll wrap things up. Let's see what we got on a good Wednesday. Any requests here real quick as we scroll down our music playlist and see what we can throw at you? We've got some more that'll be coming at you here real soon too there, guys. Let's see. How about we play a little bit of Cowboy Dave? You know, I haven't seen him around in a long time and not sure what's going on. Hopefully he's doing all right. But How about we throw a little bit of Hell Fury out there for you, get you fired up for a bull riding Wednesday afternoon? Don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to Lunch Hour Radio Show, your official voice of Buckers Now.
I hear a lot of folks say, man, you're not quite right. You've been riding on that crazy side damn near all your life. Not about to change, but they don't understand the thrill of riding thunder, holding lightning in my hand. I look for rodeo nights, 8 second highs, hot lead.
Alabama, another SEBRA event we're going to be bringing to you, and you know, the producer of the year, stock contractor of the year, Ricky West, is going to be bringing his bulls down. It's going to be a jam-up deal. You know, we're going to see several of the cowboys. As a matter of fact, one of them that's on the alternate list is actually down here riding around with Ross Hill right now, and that's Matt McGee, or as most of the folks around here call him in Muscle Shoals, they call him Steve-O. So, yeah, he's going to be coming down there with us. We're going to have a good time, hang out, and, you know, we might just put a few back and have a great time down there. We'll have to wait and see. I know some of the after parties are playing, and, of course, you got Luke Hoffman coming down, so you know it's going to be a jam-up deal. So, anyways, we got about 10 minutes left in the show there, fans, and I think we are going to wind down just a little bit early. I see that the question coming in from Miss Helen asking if going to get to see me more on these Zebra events, and I hope so. I think that some of the producers of these events are very interested in having Making 8 coming down. They love you Making 8 fans jumping on board and watching their events. And, you know, the biggest thing is to send them support, you know. Get over there to their Facebook page and post comments saying, hey, we really enjoyed having being able to watch your finals there through Making 8, and we enjoy watching your Zebra events there through Making 8. You know, you guys keep telling them how much you appreciate us being there for you guys. And, you know, you can almost bet that we'll be out there. Let's see. I see the alternate list. Yes, you know, I mean, that's kind of a chance that they take. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, I've seen different things happen with different producers and different associations where if somebody's on the alternate list and they're afraid that they may have some call-outs, so they want those alternates there, you know, sometimes they'll offer to pay their entry fees, you know, just to assure them to get there, you know. It's a game of give and take. I mean, these cowboys want the opportunity to ride for that good money. If there's not a whole lot going on, then, you know, then they may come down. If not, you know, these cowboys are going to go find another bull ride somewhere, somewhere where they can get into and they can ride and at least try to make some money. But it does make it hard on these guys. I see that Miss Mesa's responding back to Sean Willingham saying that McKinnon is definitely ready to get the heck out of there, and I am sure she is too. You know, I see some more comments coming in there in the chat room about the amount of viewers we had, and, you know, I got to tell you, it absolutely is great to have you guys out there. We need more. I hate to be greedy about it, but we really do. We need more fans out there tuning in and watching this deal. So if you guys know somebody that's got a website, and of course, Miss Kat Johnson, I know that she's put it up, our links, and to Buckers Now, to Making 8, and we sure appreciate it. You know, we can't thank you enough for what you guys are doing, but spread the word about us, you know. Even if you can't make it to the event and you see our posts come across on Facebook or you see them come across on Twitter, send out retweets, you know. Some of your friends that we may not have may be interested in tuning in to watch it, and they may not know about it, you know, unless you can post that link for them. So, you know, that's my request to you, the fans, is that as you see our posts coming out about these deals, you know, through myself or Buckers Now, jump on over there and post a retweet, you know, or share it, you know, on your Facebook page. You know, if you guys pull up the page there for the video broadcast, it gives you a link right there where you can post it to your Facebook and your Twitter. So, you know, get out there and spread the word. Tell everybody, come on over and watch this deal. You know, it's a lot of fun. You guys can interact. Send them the Buckers Now link. And we'd love it. You know, we just love having y'all come over and check it out. Let's see. I see that... I do know that most of you guys do try out there, and I know you guys do. You guys are dedicated. You guys most definitely do. You guys send out so much for us, and we couldn't do it without you. You know, you guys are our voice. You know, just like we're the voice of Buckers now, you guys are our voice. And that's what we're so grateful for, to have fans like you guys that are so dedicated to what we're doing. And, you know, you appreciate what we're doing. You know, we're not trying to take away from any other association. We want you guys to be able to tune in and watch PBR, you know, keep us up to date on what's going on, because a lot of times we're out here on the road and we don't have that opportunity. Some of the other bull riders don't have that opportunity, you know. Shoot, me and Ross Hill were watching the Sacramento deal for the first time this week, or this week as they're re-airing that on Versus, you know. We just didn't have an opportunity to catch all that. So, you know, I mean, really, you know, you guys are our voice out there, and we, you know, we can't thank you enough. We don't want, you know, we don't want you to stop watching, you know, some of the PRCA deals on ESPN and some of the Extreme Bulls Tour. We don't want you to stop watching the, you know, the PBR on Versus. But we want you guys to tune in to what we've got going on online as well, you know. And if you're watching it on Versus, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't be out there hanging out with us online, chatting it up, finding out what's going on in Coleman, Alabama, or Murfreesboro, Tennessee, or Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, it doesn't make a difference. It really comes down to, you know, we just love having you guys there and being a part of it. Stop in there and just say, hey, if you're preoccupied watching both, you know, we understand that you can't get in there and chat with us, but at least if you get over there and watch it for us, watch it with us, and you know, kind of see what, you know, what we have going on, we do appreciate it, and we can't thank you guys enough. So, let's see. I'm just trying to check out some of the, questions or comments coming in here in the chat room. Y'all know I don't multitask well, and especially when I'm doing it on such a, only a couple hours sleep. Let's see. Wonder if they ever plan on having, what option is that? Let's see. I see the alternate rider. What is it? I kind of missed that conversation there. Wow. We've only got about 5 minutes left in the show, so if you guys can recap for me, so I know what we got going on there in the chat room. When a rider doesn't show up and you pick them in the fantasy, you know what? That makes perfect sense. Yeah, you know, I wasn't sure about that. You know, they do have the tiebreaker bull there that you guys can pick, you know, in your fantasy picks. I think they should have an alternate bull rider there in the case that one of your bull riders does not show up that you have. That way that at least gives you an option for some points. But then again, maybe not picking your pick so early might help as well. You know, I mean, you've got till a fairly decent hour, you know, to make your picks on those. So it's just something to think about as well. And that may be what the PBR wants you to do. I'm not real sure on that side of things. Let's see. Yeah, I see Miss Kat Johnson saying she'll read the comments there in the chat room for us. Shoot, yeah, we you know, if we can get to Raleigh and you can get to Raleigh, we're going to have a good time. That is for sure. And, you know, hopefully we'll get some you know, copies of these books. And, of course, just to be able to hang out with Kat Johnson, one of our biggest Making Eight Maniacs out there, you know, one of our best fans that we have right here, that would be a great thing. Also, our sponsor for at the NFR, that would be a great way for us to personally thank you for it, and we just look forward to that opportunity to hang out with any one of you guys that are out there. You know, if you guys are close enough to come hit us up as we're getting out and about, you know, starting to hit a lot of these rodeos, please come over and hang out with us. We'll put you up in the broadcast booth. We don't have to put you on camera, but I can promise you, you ain't going to be any worse off than I am out there behind that camera. So, you know, but we'd love to just sit down with you and have you hang out with us and have a good time. Yeah, I see that some of the comments coming in about that fantasy deal. That may be an option that you guys need to send a letter over to or an email over to PBR and see if they can't maybe adjust that to give you guys a fair opportunity on it. I do know I have to get over and pick my fantasy picks for the week. Thank you, Ms. Barber, for once again reminding us about that. You are just on the ball, and we sure appreciate it. Let's see. Oh, when am I coming to Texas? Well, I'm not real sure yet when I'm coming to Texas. I know I'll be – it looks like I may be back in Oklahoma there in April and then again in September, so we'll have to wait and see on that. But, yeah, I mean, the possibility is there. I'd love to get out there and hit some of those bull rides and some of those rodeos out in Texas. Well, you know what, Miss Cat? I see you're coming in there about – you know, being in Texas in March, if, you know, when you're there, well, heck, you know, like I said, Raleigh, North Carolina, you know, and then who knows where it may go. We may be out there in Texas in March. You know how we're putting these things together in short notice, so. Well, I see that Miss Donna is putting a comment in there that she's only 12 miles from Oklahoma. Here's my question to you, Miss Donna. If you were only 12 miles from Oklahoma, then why were you not in Oklahoma City during the IFR, Missy? That is my question to you. But that is also going to wrap up our show for the day. We are fresh out of time there, fans. Wow, I actually hung in there for the entire hour. What do you know? Got to tell you, I appreciate y'all jumping on board. Make sure to tune in tomorrow as we bring you another Lunch Hour Rodeo show. We're going to sit back. We're going to let you know what's going on here for most shows, and we'll also let you know what's going on for this weekend and where we're going to be next. So until tomorrow, they're Making Eight Maniacs. Y'all get a grip with Making Eight and Buckers now.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.